State Question 777 is commonly known as the Right to Farm Initiative. It would give agriculture producers in Oklahoma the constitutional right to raise livestock and grow crops without interference from future regulations by the state legislature without a compelling state interest. But, as State Impact's Logan Layden reports, diverse groups are opposing the question out of concerns over water quality.
Just below the Lake Tinkiller Dam, donning waders and a fly rod, Scott Hood stands in the cold waters of the Illinois River near Gore.
I've actually stood in the same spot with the same fly and caught 8 species of fish.
And it's not long before he gets a bite.
Wait, there's one. There's one. Not a very big one, but, you know.
Hood is with the Tulsa chapter of Trout Unlimited. Back on shore, he explains why the conservation group has come out against State Question 777.
Changing the state constitution is a step too far. Farmers already have a terrific right to farm.
Hood is worried about unintended consequences if voters approve State Question 777. He says the legislature would be unable to enact new regulations to curtail water pollution from the runoff of livestock waste. That's been a concern here in Northeast Oklahoma and the subject of a lawsuit brought against the poultry industry by then-Attorney General Drew Edmondson a decade ago. It's never been ruled on. Scott Hood says the river is cleaner than it used to be, but runoff from chicken waste is still a problem.
We're standing right here with the smell of sulfur dioxide in the air. It's definitely chicken litter from the upper Illinois watershed that's coming through Tinkiller Lake, and now, I mean, you go up next to the dam, and there are places up there where it's actually, you can hear the water coming out of the dam, and you can smell sulfur like it's Yellowstone Park.
Hood isn't a radical environmentalist. He's not even sure if climate change is man-made. And he never thought his fishing group would join forces with animal activists.
I have to chuckle a little bit every time I think about who Trout Unlimited has joined forces with in this Vote No campaign, is that we're on the same team as PETA, and I'm sure they don't particularly care for us trout fishermen or anglers for that matter. You know, they're vegans and, you know, don't eat trout, and it hurts them when you catch them and all that kind of stuff.
Many of the state's largest Indian nations also oppose State Question 777. They, too, are concerned about water.
You know, Cherokees are, we love agriculture. Anytime, you know, Cherokees are somewhere, you're going to see corn, beans, and squash growing.
Sarah Hill is Secretary of Natural Resources for the Cherokee Nation. She says the question is dangerous for Oklahoma.
Because it ties the hands of the legislature in circumstances where we might really need them to step in and take action. And you don't have to look very far in Oklahoma to see that there are a lot of issues here that agriculture impacts.
Like Scott Hood from Trout Unlimited, she's referring to runoff from large chicken operations contaminating the Illinois River watershed. But Oklahoma farmer David Von Tunglin, who is urging people to vote yes, thinks this worry about water quality is nonsense.
I find particularly offensive the billboard in Oklahoma City showing the dirty water and saying that if you vote for 777, this is what your water's going to look like. Matter of fact, we drink the water, and I'm willing to do anything I can to make it cleaner. And if we don't have clean water, we don't raise livestock, and we don't produce food. And I don't like to be hungry.
John Collison with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau talked to State Impact in March. He's equally perplexed by why water is even part of the discussion. He says the Illinois River is getting cleaner, and he credits the region's farmers for improving its quality.
We have spent years and years cleaning up that watershed. Were there wrongs in the past? Sure. Are there laws in the book today that we have to follow? Absolutely. Does this state question do anything to take those laws off the book? Absolutely not. We live here. We work here. Our kids grow up here. We're not going to pollute the water. That's just the most ridiculous thing of all times.
If passed, the question would allow the legislature to further regulate the ag industry, but only if there's a compelling state interest to do so. In May, Governor Mary Fallon signed a bill making it clear water is a compelling state interest. But it's unclear how much weight that law will have if 777 passes. Its language only grandfathers in laws in effect prior to 2015. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is exploring the right to farm issue from all angles leading up to the vote in November. You've heard their coverage on the air, and you can find it online. We have a link to their reporting project at kgou.org.